The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Good Day time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, along with my lovely hostess. Would you like to be the co-host or the hostess, Jennifer?
I'll be the hostess with the mostest.
Jennifer,
I
want
to be the hostess.
Really? You'll have to change your attire and go visit Caitlyn Jenner and have a good time with that. That's Rich McFadden's voice. I have this new microphone, and I keep hitting it with my glasses.
Oh, why is you're doing it wrong if your glasses are hitting the microphone?
You're not supposed to be talking with your eyes.
Yeah. Although sometimes that's very sensual, yeah. Dougie.
There we go. Okay.
I see you.
Kenny. Ken Kessler,
yes.
Who's monitoring social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. What's the difference between a refugee and a migrant?
I know.
Is this a joke?
Oh, I think
nope.
I know.
Is this a joke?
The migrant is in motion, right?
Well, everybody take a shot at this. Because this is big news. Everybody's talking about the refugee problem here and in Europe. So what's the difference between a refugee and a migrant?
Refugees are forced out of wherever they are. Mm-hmm.
Migrants are looking
choose
for work.
To go to get a better life.
Migrants hang out at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Working
okay.
For $10 an hour.
Yeah. The refugees are the ones that are being driven out. If you go to the Middle East, for example, what ISIS is doing to the Syrians, those people are refugees. Mm-hmm. And then if you go into the situation in Mexico or in Europe where the migrants are trying to get into the European Union, some of them have traveled and drifted as refugees up into those areas. But the whole thing is becoming so distorted because there are so many of them. It's a serious, serious problem because there are hundreds of thousands of people who are leaving every day trying to get someplace else. A problem in Greece. And so you look at all of these various situations here. By the way, I gave you the wrong information. Ah, no.
Yeah.
I said before that the boy that washed up, the body of that little boy that washed up on shore was 12. That's not correct. He was 3.
Baby.
I didn't hear you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the Syrian refugee who drowned, it was all over social media yesterday. The picture was everywhere.
Yeah. Still those, today.
Yeah. There was a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and then there were about, I think, 10 others. And so they've all been trying to get out of, they first try to get to Greece, and then from there they want to get into, somehow get onto a Eurostar train, and they aren't letting them, if they go up to Hungary and go to Budapest, they're not letting them out of there.
No, so, they aren't.
No.
They basically just stopped the trains when they got rushed.
Right. Yeah, so, and they don't know what, it feels like they don't really know what to do. It's a very difficult situation. And so it's ongoing, and you wonder who. Again, back to what we were talking about yesterday, the leadership. We have no real leadership in the world. The Pope, we sort of agreed among the four of us.
What do you do when you
best.
Have tens of thousands of people? You just rush you.
You go down to the Middle East, and you bomb the hell out of ISIS and put them out of business so that everybody that's at least in that area.
Nobody's got the guts to do it because you're going
to
have collateral damage.
There's no leadership.
You're going to have collateral damage and innocent people and ISIS.
They're so busy worried about this Iran nuclear deal. They're not paying any attention. All it was is about Obama and his legacy and what his ego is all about. And we're going to get this deal done no matter what. It sounds like health care. It sounds like other things to get the Iraqi war itself. Let's jam it through, embarrass
everybody.
Can we
talk a little bit about, though, the people that are leaving, the refugees? Nobody wants to stay and fight for their own country anymore.
Well, here, most of these people have families. I mean, you see all the children, like, strapped to these kids' back, or to these people's backs. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, ISIS, Rich, I mean, to be fair to these people, they don't have weaponry and stuff to fight ISIS, which is a huge
and
power.
Every time
and when
we give
ISIS
them weaponry, it gets stolen.
Well, we give that to the military, that's a whole different story, because right. then they just drop and run. But these are people that are not in the military who have kids strapped. I feel sorry for these people. This kills me.
But how did
and
ISIS get to where they are? They militarized themselves.
We left them, and we left Iraq too fast, and that destabilized the region.
No. I'm not talking how they formed. I'm talking about where did they get all of their... If ISIS...
Oh, from our... It's
military,
our weaponry.
Sure.
It's stolen.
Right. So why can't the good guys do the same thing? Why didn't they?
Because the good guys don't... the good guys are all relative in the Middle East. I mean, the answer is that we are going to have to do something, sadly, because it always falls on us. And if we want to be... if we want to continue being the leader of the free world...
I agree.
Then we have to do something. And what we need to do... And I don't know why there's so much argument... there's so much arguing about what?
Arguments?
There's a lot of arguing about whether or not we should go and if there should be boots on the ground and airstrikes. You probably don't want to put boots on the ground under President Obama because he's not going to do a lot of backing for the military. So, okay, boots on the ground, off the table. Americans don't support that anyway. These airstrikes, they're so afraid to drop and, you know, drone these guys because they say that there's going to be collateral damage. But really, when ISIS goes into places like Ramadi and they take a stronghold on places, all the innocents are gone. They either join ISIS or they run to Europe like they're doing now because they will be killed if
still
they stick around
the
and
question.
They're not in ISIS.
Still didn't answer the question, why don't they stay and fight for their country? And that's a good question.
Well, I think many of these people aren't military people. I think
no,
these
so
are just...
What? You think the first people that fought for our liberty were military
okay, so
people?
I'll ask the question to Rich. You're not trained.
We don't have time for it. Ask
I know,
him later
but
on.
What do you... Okay, we'll ask.
Ask him
part
later
two
on.
To be continued.
13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos joins us with the important medical news of the week. That's up next here on Good Day.
We'll ask Dr. Ken what he thinks.
Yeah.
Let me assure
welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served. In a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We now have the services of one Kenneth Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with us to go through some of the important medical news of the week. Don't forget, he's available also taking your calls live from 7 to 9 East Coast time in the morning on Saturday. The program is broadcast to a couple of hundred stations around the country various times over the weekend. But if you want to get your question in, you can call 888-553-7536. That's 55 Dr. Ken, 888-55 Dr. Ken, or send email to Ken. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Ken at Dr. Ken Show, or to me, Doug at dougstefan.com. So a lot of people are asking questions today, Ken, about our heart and whether we have a heart that is the same age as the rest of our body. The age determined by what? Age of the heart and the age of the body.
This is because there's a report this week in the medical journal called Vital Signs that most Americans actually outpace their actual age when it comes to their heart. 3 out of 4 adults, they report in this study, Doug, of Americans have a heart age that is older than their actual age, posing potential health risks for nearly 69 million Americans between the ages of 30 and 74. Heart age, it's based on the calculated age of a person's cardiovascular system. It's based on risk and lifestyle factors such as high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, and body mass index. This new way to assess your height and weight together into one number should be under 25. Too many American adults have a heart age years older than their real age, increasing their risk for heart disease and stroke.
So obesity is going to be a factor here. 3 out of 4 adults have a heart that's older than the rest of their body. So you know my heart. Is my heart older, younger, or the same as my age?
Your heart is probably a little bit younger than your age.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Your risk factors are really pretty under pretty good control.
Mm-hmm. All right, so word to the wise there. Those of you who do not get enough rest, danger sign. Ken will explain what happens to you if you don't get the rest that you need.
More good evidence that part of a healthy lifestyle is not only diet, exercise, stress reduction, limiting alcohol, but sleep, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night. This is out of the medical journal, Sleep. People who sleep 6 hours a night or less, Doug, are 4 times more likely to catch a cold when they're exposed to the cold virus compared to those who get more than 7 hours of sleep a night. Your immune system simply needs to sleep to function at its best.
All right, back to smoking. And the difficulty people have now who have started early, what's going on here?
This is out of a medical meeting in Europe this week. While the number of people who smoke cigarettes, Doug, has not increased in the last 7 years, the number of people with no interest in quitting has increased significantly. The highest levels of smoking are still in the youngest patients who have the most to gain from quitting. In addition to smoking, we're not seeing significant improvement in obesity, physical activity, or control of blood pressure. So this is just going to increase the risk of all these circulatory issues.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenesis Labs that are responsible for Neo 40 and Super Beats. Ken has, as a cardiologist, really studied this and has demonstrated the most powerful way to support these products by giving them, these products, to his patients at Lake Cardiology, his center in Florida. Why?
Doug, here's the whole story on an evidence-based product that I really like. In 1988, the nitric oxide story was discovered. Nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's the main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day, Doug, I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in each of our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because there's finally a product that I found, a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the body's declining nitric oxide production levels. So Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide. To keep your circulation healthy, Super Beets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 to get Super Beets and ask about Neo 40. 800-655-4183 to live longer and better.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Love it.
I find it very, very easy to be true.
The fact that he's able to match that.
I find myself when he stays through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine. I walk the line.
In commemoration of the 12th anniversary of Johnny Cash's passing, that will be on the 12th of this month, CMT is featuring a week-long tribute to the Man in Black.
Sure is
and
night.
Kid Rock, apparently, is a big fan, has been for a long time. So he's the host of this tribute on the network. And he's going to call, I guess because CMT is country music television, they're going to change the name to Cash Music Television for this week.
Very cool.
So it starts on September 8th, and let's see, they're showing the movies like Walk the Line, Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon doing a great job. I thought that was a great movie, frankly.
Yeah.
Great, but a really good movie. And their portrayals of Joaquin Phoenix's Johnny Cash was very, very good. And June Carter Cash, very well played, I thought, by Reese Witherspoon. Witherspoon, who's a great actress anyway. So on Thursday the 10th, music videos will be represented in a Throwback Thursday video block. And then on Friday, they're going to air all-time top 40 artist choices. So the artists are going to choose their favorite Johnny Cash songs.
I'd like to see his old show. That would be cool if they would air an hour of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That variety show, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. So the celebration ends on Saturday with a CMT Hot 20 countdown hosted by Rock and Kid Rock and Cody Allen and Katie Cook. Those two people, how would you describe them, Jen Jen? Cody Allen and Katie Cook.
I wouldn't, because I don't really know who they are. Cody Allen, I think, is like a, well, he's kind of an up-and-coming host guy for them.
Oh, is he?
But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think they have singers. I don't know about Cody, though. Or, I mean, sorry, Cook. Who's Cook?
Katie Cook, I don't
Katie
know.
Katie Cook. Who's yeah, I don't know that one. Cody Allen, I think, does like a regular hosting gig.
And his children are going to participate in this in one way or another as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, exactly.
Kind of fun.
Yep. The Carter family also be the subject of a new documentary with filmmaker Beth Harrington tracing the evolution of their family.
Yeah, I read their book, The Carter Family History.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, they basically helped invent advertising on radio and television. No, there was no television then. But, I mean, they based their whole radio show around some soap. And that's how radio got started, is basically, okay, how are we going to make money off of this? Well, we'll have shows on. And they were the first to do it. And it's just, it's an amazing American story.
Well, the interesting thing about that, which is the soap, the first big advertisers on radio and then on television, that's where the term soap opera came from.
Right, exactly.
Because those shows, the dramas, were sponsored by the big soap companies.
Borax Soap.
Yeah, Borax, the Lever Brothers, Palmolive, P&G, all of those things were the products that were sponsored. And they're still big advertisers. So, yeah, this is a very, this guy, there's something about him that always has grabbed me.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I grew up with Ray Charles and jumped onto the B.B. King train really early because they were soulful storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
I got onto the Johnny Cash train a little late, but love him for the same reason.
Same reason. Yeah, great.
He tells
magic,
gripping stories.
And listen to them, like the Ring of Fire and the way they orchestrate the song. Listen to the horns.
He's just got such soul in the way he tells
it all together. So anyway, Kid Rock hosting the Johnny Cash tribute on CMT next week.
Hanging in black.
28 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Down, and the flames went higher. And it burns. The Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire.
We all know that alcohol can get you intoxicated, but water? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. You better believe you can get intoxicated with water, because it's a killer. It's called exercise-associated hyponatremia, and it happens because you drink so much water, your body can't get rid of the excess through sweat or peeing. Consequently, your sodium levels fall and your brain swells. First seen in marathons with slow runners who didn't sweat a lot and drank and drank and drank along the 26 miles. Now it's in sports as diverse as high school football to Bikram yoga classes. DCOC advice, listen to your body. If it tells you you're thirsty, drink. If you're not thirsty, don't. Overheating and cramping, not due to dehydration. You're pushing yourself too hard. Stop playing. If an athlete is out of it, dial 911. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
A helping hand when you need it, right here on the radio. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Someone has died. You don't know what to say. Dr. Alex Lickerman has a suggestion. Ask. It really will help.
I become comfortable with the notion that when someone dies, there's nothing you can say to make it better. That's not the goal. And it doesn't matter what you say. It's just, you know, being there and expressing condolences, sharing empathetically sadness for loss is really all you need to do. But I've realized since then what you really need to do is ask the person, what do they want right now? You know, because especially when it happens that acutely, what can I do for you right now?
Most of the time, there's truth to the saying, you get what you pay for. But with Doing What Works, we've heard from folks who have gained a lot from the advice given on the show. And just like you, they got it free. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We take a walk.
Let's keep moving here, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen in the conversation mode, which is usually the place to be, at least when we're on the air. Listen, learn, and participate. 888-302-3684 if you want to. Facebook.com/today. Twitter at Good Day. And you can say anything that you want. There is nothing that you will say that will sound stupid. I may say things sometimes that sound stupid, but you will never, ever be criticized for sounding stupid.
That's our job.
Awkward, maybe. Right, exactly. Awkward. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny, he would not say he's too much of a gentleman.
Nah.
Jennifer, eh.
She has her moments.
Right.
I specialize in stupid.
Yes, you, well, no, in, well, pointing it out maybe a little bit, but the audience doesn't like that word necessarily. Maybe we could put it, it's awkward. I like that word instead of stupid.
I'm sticking with stupid.
Ever made a situation worse by putting your foot squarely in your mouth?
Many times.
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
You mean in general or just today?
I know.
Yeah. Most people have experienced some kind of difficulty and communicate. We are not unique here on the Good Day program. Jennifer is going to bring us up to date on a study done in her home state, Kenny's home state, my part-time home state. California data show that there is a big racial disparity in the number of people being arrested by the police and the number of people being shot by the police. So those of you who have a problem with me and say, you don't like the police, I first of all, you're not listening to everything that I say, but this study more or less, I don't think it backs it up, but it gives you cause to think, and what's going on in Baltimore this week also gives you cause to think. By the way, I think each one of those policemen are going to be tried separately, if I'm understanding correctly the news out of Baltimore from yesterday, right? All six of those
That's
guys.
That's one of the things they were trying to determine today.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Have them tried separately.
I didn't see whether they did determine that or not.
I think they did, but I'm not sure. All right, Jen, what about this data?
So 6%, the story comes out, and it's dealing in population and in ratios. 6% of Californians are African Americans, yet they're involved in 17% of all arrests in the state and a quarter of in-custody deaths. Now, when you pull this apart, the state of California has a huge Latino population, so you would imagine that they lead the arrests, which they do. I mean, in Southern
illegals.
California. I'm sorry?
A lot of illegals in that list.
A lot of them, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in Southern California, the Hispanics outnumber the Caucasians. Now, with African Americans, I don't know if this disturbs me. There's one thing about it that disturbs me. So 6% of Californians are African American. Great, that's the fact. 17% of all arrests in the state are African-American arrests. That doesn't necessarily bother me so much because the difference, I mean, you don't really know who's to say that there's a certain number of people that are going to commit a crime based on their race. I mean, maybe these are people that are committing more crimes. So that doesn't bother me. What does get me is that they're 25% of all in-custody deaths. That number is very high. So that makes you think, okay, maybe something...
25% of the deaths are black, is that what you're saying?
Are black, yes.
In jail.
So of in-custody deaths, 25% of them are black. That's pretty high, wouldn't you think?
I would say that was not a good number.
Not a good number.
First of all, why are people dying at all in custody? I'd like to know the answer to that.
Great question. Some people, you know, may injure themselves. Other people may have pre-existing conditions, but that's what you need to break out of this data is how many of these things are natural and how many of them are inflicted. But this idea that there's a certain ratio between the number of people of a certain race in society and how many arrests there, a criminal is a criminal. In my book, I mean, whether you're white, black, brown,
purple. But the point of this
purple,
is to figure out why so many are black. Why are there so many black criminals?
That's a great question. People speculate. I've heard a lot of people speculate that it's because the family structure in black America has been damaged and that black men don't have a lot of leadership and guidance and they go out and commit crimes. They leave their families. And there's proof to that. That's not just a blanket statement. There are high numbers of no family structure in that community.
That argument has validity to it?
Mm-hmm. I would say, I mean, you're asking why people commit crimes.
Yeah.
So that would be one of my answers that I would submit
to. What I
want to
know is why there are so many blacks in jail, and I hear a lot of people criticizing the fact that there are so many blacks in jail, but not figuring out why.
But think about it. I mean, in California, in this survey, only 17%. That's not a majority at all. It's just that they're saying there's such a few amount of black people.
There's
6% the number is so low.
Of black, 17%
right.
of the arrests.
But I would challenge
the population,
people,
but 17% of the arrests.
Right. I would challenge people what that ratio really means. I mean, is there like some predetermined thing that I didn't get the memo on that says X amount of people live here, so X amount of people will be arrested? I mean, if you're committing a crime, you're committing a crime, right?
But I think the point here is, at least in part what I get out of it, is there's selective enforcement. That's what I think the subtle suggestion here.
Or maybe there's higher enforcement in certain communities. But to be fair, those communities are also the places where the most crimes are being committed.
Well, who's there? You drive down, and my son proved this to me once a number of years ago when he and I were on the 405. I think we drove, I don't know, 15, 20 miles. And I was speeding. And then I slowed down. He said, why'd you slow down? I said, because I'm going too fast and somebody's liable to grab me. He said, no, you'll never get stopped. I said, what do you mean I'll never get stopped? You will never, you are a white man driving a white car, you will never get stopped unless you're involved in an accident where somebody's hurt. Nobody will ever bother you. You can drive as fast as you want. However, if you're a black man driving a red sports car, you'll be stopped on 3-4 times.
Oh, even and if also if you're a white man in a red sports
or
car.
Or if you're, not a white man, but a white blonde woman driving a red sports car.
What a load.
What?
No, I'm not kidding.
You two are. You and your son are just...
Really? And how do you prove that?
Because I'm a white man who's gotten plenty of speeding tickets.
Really? Yeah, you have a non-California. Do you ever get a speeding ticket in California? I'm talking about California.
In California, they don't pull over white guys.
No.
Come on.
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
I'm moving.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you and I were driving the same car, the same red Porsche down the freeway, that I would get picked up and
you would get stopped and I would not. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't believe that.
Well, try it.
You want to?
Yeah.
Let's rent cars the next time.
Okay. We'll go to that place in Santa Monica that rents the expensive
cars off the rails.
Mean, maybe I'm naive, but that doesn't make any sense.
We're both naive.
Hey, listen, my brother's a cop in the worst neighborhood in Washington.
Are they driving cars in the school where he's under?
Well, I mean, we talk about all this. How do you... when he took me down there for the first time, I had no idea this existed.
You know what I would love to know? Are the stats in the Washington, D.C. area, because the population there in Washington is about 60% black. What's the population of people being arrested in D.C. as compared to the population of blacks that live in D.C.? What percentage of arrests?
It's got to be high because it's such a high population.
Well, is it that high? Is it the disparity in California is vivid. I'm betting it's not so vivid in the district.
I don't know, but my point is, how do we get rid of these communities, these neighborhoods, where this is their whole world? They never leave this world.
Well,
they
then
live,
you get into
work,
the situation
die
that
in this neighborhood.
The president has introduced a new bill that will put certain amounts of low-income housing in all areas and all, so they're kind of mixing that class system. So is that what you're suggesting is a good plan?
You know, something's got to be done, because if we think we can just keep it in this circle there and that it's going to get better.
So we have the government to solve another problem, Rich?
Right.
Well,
I
think we could do it with community planning.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to do the planning in the community?
I think we can do it with the big culture shift and let people know that they can get out of their situation, that there's hope, that they can go to school, do things the right way, and succeed in this country and reinvigorate the American dream. I think that would be something great that we could do, and that would start with changing the culture, changing the idea that you're in a hopeless situation.
And Doug, to answer your question, planned communities are created by companies every single day, where they build a town center and then they build low-income to high-income housing all around it. I think capitalism could fix this problem of having ghettos that are locked off and that are crime-ridden.
I think that's a great idea. And oftentimes they are started by tax incentives that government offers to get these, like
and
Detroit.
And then government gets out of it. They offer the tax incentives and they say, you go take care of it.
Well, around where I am, there's too much government involved in owning some of these rejuvenated neighborhoods. They own the public housing. It's called public housing. And there's way too much of that.
I mean, D.C. has done a great job, and you're going to hate this, but you look at where the Washington Nationals play and that stadium and where the Washington Wizards play and Old Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two.
All that area has been completely rebuilt.
Yeah.
It's different now. When I first started going to Washington, you don't recognize the place now.
It's amazing.
Chinatown is not at all what it used to be. And that's really a part of it's sort of on the east side of Washington, but it certainly is downtown.
But I'm not sure how much low-income housing there is
around
there. I mean, it's big
zero.
Money.
Zero.
It's big money.
Yeah. There's nobody down there. Let me quickly talk about something going on. I guess the question would be, what's wrong with this mental picture? Two daycare workers in New Jersey charged with child abuse yesterday for running a fight club with young children.
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
The children are 4, 5, and 6 years old.
They're doing it on Snapchat.
The first rule of the fight club is you have to be able to cross the street by yourself to be in the club.
That's not the first rule of fight
club. Daycare workers thought it would be a good idea to post videos of the fights on Snapchat, these morons. Oh, my God. These are the kind of people that go to jail for the rest of their lives. Throw away the key, put them with drug dealers, murderers, and rapists, and throw away the key. Who in the world, what kind of sub-human creature comes up with an idea like that? And they're running a daycare center.
Mm-hmm. And people are watching. That's the grossest part.
God.
They wouldn't do it if people weren't watching.
I know.
You know what the first rule of Fight Club is, don't you?
There is no Fight Club, Rich.
There is no Fight Club. And the fourth and fifth rule, Jen?
Fourth rule. Only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule. One fight at a time, fellas.
That's a great movie.
No, it's not, because it puts ideas like that in people's heads. It's a horrible movie.
When you see the end of this
44
movie,
oh my past God. The hour. Doug Steffen, good day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. As you stock up on school supplies for back to school, it's important to equip your child with the right tools, but also the skills to combat bullying. Leading writing instrument company Pilot Pen wants to help. Did you know Pilot's Friction Clicker, a retractable gel ink pen that writes smoothly and erases cleanly, also supports a great cause? Pilot is donating at least $125,000 from sales of Friction to national nonprofit Stomp Out Bullying to fund educational programs in schools. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, and mom.
Every 7 minutes a child is bullied. Adult intervention happens 4% of the time, peer intervention 11% of the time, and no intervention 85% of the time. One in four kids is bullied, and 8% miss at least one class per month for fear of bullies. We need to help empower our children to stand up to bullies and speak up if they or someone they know is being bullied.
Help Pilot and Stomp Out Bullying, erase bullying for good. For more information, visit www.helperasebullying.com.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
All right, a couple of cool things from the feds, or I'm not sure they say this is one of the feds. There are some interesting things. NASA is a federal program, so maybe we can make that sort of how it's put together. If you haven't seen some of the pictures on the NASA.gov website of the research that's being done, especially the pictures of the hurricanes. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is from not necessarily, well, I think the pictures, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there a coordinated effort between NASA and NOAA to get these hurricanes, the pictures of the hurricanes and the typhoon in the Pacific?
Probably.
Yeah. So if you want to see the view from space of what these hurricanes and typhoons look like, as they plow into, well, they're moving toward China across the Pacific. This is one heck of a view. Check it out. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. The International Space Station is getting full. There are a number of astronauts, 9 of them up there, as a matter of fact, right now. And I think they're going to do a press conference today, are they not? Or the teleconference, something here to discuss and focus on their missions, with a special focus actually on getting to school kids. Now the school is open. They're trying to make more of these things available, and I think that's a great idea. We got to get back to encouraging people to go into space, or at least get scientifically into. We have a hole now in our country for science and scientists. So we're having to bring people in, go to school here, and giving them special dispensation to stay and work in our science areas. If you know anybody who's working for NASA now, look through. It sort of reminds me of the days of Wernher von Braun, who was the first guy to come up with the idea of shooting a rocket into space. He developed, designed the first rockets for the Nazis, and then we brought him over here so that he can build our first rockets, and he did. But many of the people, because the government scared off, what, how many people? 6,000 alone down in Melbourne at Cape Kennedy when they shut down the projects that were connected to the shuttle. So they fired 6,000 people. Where'd they go? I don't know where they went. But they didn't stay in the technology business. They went to work for a lot of the companies that were pieces of the pie there. But we need those people back again. Check out some of these people, some of these pictures. Video of the day, DougStephan.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sorry, the notion of two people spending their entire lives together was invented by people who were lucky to make it to 20 without being eaten by dinosaurs. Marriage is obsolete.
Dinosaurs are obsolete. Marriage is still around.
It sounds like Doug Stephan.
Audio from St. Elmo's Fire.
There are several quintessential moments in a man's life. Losing his virginity, getting married, becoming a father, and having the right girl smile at you.
St. Elmo's would guide entire journeys by it. But the joke was on them, there was no fire. It wasn't even a St. Elmo. They made it up. They made it up because they thought they needed it to keep them going and things got tough.
Hmm. St. Elmo's Fire, John Parr singing from the movie of the same name. Movie and song hit number one during this week in 1985. So what else do we remember or like about this movie?
This was right when I was hanging out in Georgetown down in D.C. And so we used to go to the couple of bars that they used as kind of the backdrop for this. And it was a big deal.
All right, movie news. Chuck Curry not here today. Got a couple of interesting things that you may not have known about, including a focus on this movie Concussion and how the NFL got into it with the producers and what happened as a result of that, coming right up here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right. So you've heard, no doubt, about the new Will Smith movie that's coming out soon called Concussion. There are some emails floating around from the Sony Pictures hack this year. Remember all of the things that have come out of that?
Yeah.
So there's a story today in the New York Times that the script and marketing for this film were changed to accommodate the NFL. The director of the movie, Peter Landsman, was angry about all of this, and that's the context of all these emails going back and forth. He said that he, for public consumption, that the film never compromised its integrity, nor did it change the real story. He didn't say the NFL didn't influence. He just said they never made us compromise. What does that mean? You got to know that the NFL is going to try to soften this as much as they can. It's a tough story.
Soften it? I would think they would try to kill it.
Well, in essence, they did try to kill it, and that's what came out of it. If you look at these emails, you'll see all kinds of things. The reference to several of them, including a note that said some, quote, unflattering moments for the NFL were deleted and others altered, while another message suggested that a lawyer took most of the bite out of the movie because they didn't want to get sued. The NFL says, we'll sue you if you put this, that, or the other, because apparently they saw some of the early trailers. So the NFL got into it, and they said, we'll sue you. So the lawyers got into it, and they softened the punch or the bite.
Let me
tell
you something. They could have a movie called Concussion and then play Barney episodes for the next 2.5 hours, and it would still look bad for the NFL.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They don't come out of this looking good which way.
And they ought not to. So that's the story on that front. Dean Jones passing away, described as the actor with the boyish good looks.
Yeah.
Disney on top of Disney. How many Disney? Ooh, I think he was in
Shaggy Dog, the
several
Shaggy
dozen.
And
that darn cat.
All those Herbie movies.
Love Bug. All those. 84, he had Parkinson's. And that's a very pleasant guy. I remember interviewing him once. Just what you'd expect. He delivered what you would expect him to deliver. The act. Well, you know, there are some actors who are actors. Other actors play themselves. Dean Jones, in my estimation, pretty much played himself. And that's why he was valuable to Disney for those kind of movies. Now, that's what Disney cut their teeth. That's how Walt Disney wanted to be represented. Walt Disney would roll in his grave if he saw some of the crud that the Disney people produce under different names. They don't do it under Walt Disney Pictures, but there are other things. We all know. They'll do anything for a buck. And they made a lot of money last year. Disney Enterprises made $4 billion in profit last year. And part of it is the movie business, part of it theme parks, that sort of thing. The company that made Marty McFly's hoverboard is reaching for the stars. This is ArxPack. Remember that from the movie? They've entered into a Space Act agreement with NASA. They're going to use this technology to build things that can manipulate satellites from a distance. I thought that was pretty interesting, using that technology. All right, 59 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.